Show. Why would
they keep that one
out of
all of them?
No, that's what we said.
Yeah.
Well, like, come on, it's our hometown.
Come on.
You can go up to DC.
Are you going to be there?
Yeah, we're going to be in Connecticut and DC and New Jersey. Well, New York, but it's
Jersey.
I don't know when we're going to be in Scranton.
We might be in Scranton on this run. Thank you. Who knows? She knows. Do you know when we're going to be in Scranton? What?
October.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
We like going to Scranton because it makes us think of The Office. And one of our very dear friends who used to run lights for us for a long time, and his wife ran sound. Live in Scranton, so it's like another hometown for us.
Love it.
Okay, we'll try this. Woo! Yay!
During the time of which I speak, it was hard to turn the other cheek to the blows of insecurity, feeding the cancer of my intellect, the blood of love soon neglected, lay dying in the strength of its impurity. Meanwhile, my friends who thought were so together, they've all gone and left each other in the search of fair weather. And we sit here in our storm and drink a toast to the slim chance of love's recovery. Stargazing, painting picture-perfect maps of how my life and love would be. Not counting the unmarked paths of misdirection, my compass, faith and love's perfection. I missed 10 million miles of road I should have seen. Meanwhile, my friends have bought my soul together, left each other one by one on the road to farewell. And we sit here in our storm and drink a toast to the slim chance of love's recovery. Oh, how I wish I were a tree. life's universal, as specks of dust in universal. To let this love survive, be the greatest gift that we could give. And tell all the friends who keep their soul together that these are ghosts and watches all these thoughts of fairer weather. And though it's stormy now, I feel safe within the arms of love's discovery.